Support for classical music according to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continued their conversation about Rossini and his influence.
Yehuda Hanani, we are continuing our adventure with Rossini, who of course is one of the most popular composers in American history. Now, he was Italian, but he's popular because when we think of Rossini, we think of the William Tell Overture, and we think of the Lone Ranger. And of course, Rossini was much greater than that. So I wondered about one thing, and that is the William Tell Overture in itself. This was a later opera for him, wasn't it?
It was the very last opera he wrote. And he was a young man. He was not 40 yet when he wrote it, and it was not very well received. And this is when he quit. So it's an amazing... And then he was, for 25 years, he was totally silent.
Well, tell us more about Rossini.
Yeah. To continue with the story, the life story of a great man, Gioachino Rossini, this intensity, this dizzying tempo of life, of course, could not last. The all-consuming burden of writing and producing his operas, the hectic social life, the hyper-libidinous activity, the relapses of physical and mental breakdowns, the death of his mother, an unhappy marriage, all added up and took a toll. There was also the realization that this gift, this intuitive sense of the zeitgeist, was slipping. The era of Brahms and Wagner was dawning. It was a new age. So, following the premiere of Wilhelm Tell, this was August 1829, which was not very well received, amazingly, he left Paris for Italy and would never compose another opera. He is not yet 40, for goodness sake, a young man. So, let's listen to the opera that we all know so, so well. Just the overture, of course.
Thank you.
full William Tell overture performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Before that, Alan Chartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.